camp has started, what have you thought about your first few days as a professional here with the Texans? What's it been like?
It's been fun. I've been improving each day, you know, working on little things. It's been a long time since I had the pads on, since national championship game. So, you know, just getting back in the rhythm, working on the fundamentals again. But it's been fun for the most part.
How nice is it, by the way, to say since the national championship game?
It's nice. It's nice. You know, guys around here, they know, you know. You know, I mess with them a little bit sometimes, you know, everybody from different colleges and everything. And, you know, it's kind of, I got a little bragging right, you know, not too many people got a national championship. So it gives me a little bragging room in the locker room.
And it's got to be fun for you guys, too, to see all the orange in the state. There's a lot of Clemson fans out watching you guys.
Oh, yeah, that's why I love Clemson. Fans travel everywhere. They the best supporters ever. You know, it's good to see the purple and orange.
Back to you. You talked about improving the little things. What are some of those little things?
Well, one, you know, pad level, hand placement. It's been a minute, you know, like I said, since we had the pads on and, you know, firing off the ball because it's big boy league, you know, some big guys. They're fundamentally sound, they're technicians. So you really got to have your pad level right and hands in the right place, you know, if you want to win that battle.
One of the cool things, I think, about this defense is you guys up front playing a lot of different spots. And that seems like it's perfect for who you were as a player in college and who you're probably going to be as a pro, right?
Mm-hmm, of course. I mean, the guys around me, you know, we really feel off each other. When you got guys like JJ and Clowney on the side of each other and then DJ, Dunny and Cove on the inside, Joel, you know, I mean, that's a great place to be. I mean, really, it's hard to double team, you know, somebody, you know, because somebody's going to come free. So, you know, it really just makes it a lot easier for each other.
How much fun is it being with DJ?
It's fun, you know, just like almost back like in college. You know, we like to have fun in practice, mess around. It gets us through the day, you know, so it's fun to be back with my bro.
What was the deal with the dinosaurs, though? Come on.
I don't want to. He has his theory. You know, I feel like he should be able to put that out there. But, you know, growing up, I believe in dinosaurs, you know. But, you know, that's his little thing. I can't really argue with it. You know, he believes in dragons, okay, but not dinosaurs. So, you know, I feel like he got to explain that to the world out here.
Yeah. Other than that, what's been the best part off the field of camp so far here in the Greenbrier?
Well, off the field, you know, really bonding with the teammates. Like, you know, the vets, you know, I mean, we get hazed a little, but for the most part, it's really fun. They take us in. They want to help us grow as a pro football player. But, you know, bonding with them, spending time playing little games in the locker room, you know. So it's really the bonding time, you know, that I've really been liking so far.
Yeah, and it looks like you hold your own on the four-score games too, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's really competitive, you know. So, you know, I got to win. I got to be king one of these days. I got to hold it to the end. So, but, yeah, that's the fun game, you know, we come out here and die for. So,
Carlos, thanks so much for the time. And we'll do the Spanish interview a little later. Right, sound good?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to work on that too. So.
Okay, I'll hold you to that.
All right.
Thanks, Carlos.
Thank you.